Okay, today's daf is daf Yotes. We're holding by the Tanur Rabbanan, right at the top. Second line. Tanur Rabbanan. Kli shenitma mi'erev yom tov, ein matvilin oto, bein hashmashot. Rabbi Shemesh Azuriya, there af b'chol ein matvilin oto, but neshet tzorich harev shemesh. I'm talking about the inyanim of Kelim on Erev Shabbos. So over here, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantav, over here we have a very interesting halacha. Besides the issue of the question of whether we're going to be using it for Shabbos, for Yantav, we start off Stam. The Kli is Tame. It was possible, we said earlier, it was possible to put it into the mikvah. So here it says, if it was Nitma Erev Yantav, you cannot be tevel it, even if it's a suffix. So here, Ben Hashmosh is Suffolk Yantav, Suffolk Chol. It's still Usr to do. Why is it Usr to do? Because you can't be Tevel on Yantav. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri points out an amazing thing. He says, even if it was a weekday, you wouldn't be able to allow a person to do this. Why? Because he apparently doesn't realize that he won't be able to use it anyway. What's the guy going out there for in the middle of the night? Why doesn't he go take it out in the daytime, the way normal people do? He's not gaining anything, because he's not going to be able to use it until you do Harif Shemesh. But that's going to take him anyway 24 hours. He might as well wait till it's more comfortable. Therefore, it certainly appears, that's what happened over here, is that the person simply is namaretz, doesn't realize that it requires Harif Shemesh. And because of that, he's going to use it. So we don't allow him to be tevelata. So understand, why does the Tanakhama say dafka on Yantav? That's a very good point. Tanakhama loboy arif shemesh. So over there, how could the Tanakhama argue on that? There's something fishy over here. Omar Rava, ashkachtinu l'rabbonu d'bei Rav. I found the Talmidim, the Beis HaMedrash, that they explained it like this. I asked them, how did you guys learn here? And they were saying, the Asivakar, the Chavrusas were talking, and they said, you know, the Mishnah's got to be, the Bryce has got to be talking about a case, b'machshavto nikeret mitoch ma'asavka b'flagay. It's talking about over here that there is an indication that he is aware, and the shail is whether we can rely on that indication. What's the case? Echidami. Kegonenakit mana b'yade. The guy is holding this kli, and he's running. He's running now as it's getting dark. So what's he running for? What's the big rush? Oh, Samarsa Radical Royat Vyaza. The only possible explanation is that the guy is rushing because he knows he needs Erev Shemesh. He wants to be able to use the Kli tonight, so he's rushing to get there right before Shkia. That must be what's going on. Therefore, Mida Yada Dabai Erev Shemesh. Must be that he knows. So he himself will realize it. Look at his watch. He'll see what time it is. If he made it too late, he made it too late. What do we have to prevent him because he doesn't know what he's doing? He clearly knows what he's doing. The other Bandi Omar says, what are you going to say every time that somebody's running? He's running because the mikveh is machayev. Maybe he's running because he wants to be there on time to the movie. And the mikveh is near the movie theater. I mean, how do you know just because somebody's running to be soymech? That it's Dafka, he's running because he's aware of Erev Shemesh. This is what I hear the Chavrusas explaining. It says, Rav, and I said to them that that's not true. Raminalu Ana, I explained to the Chavrusas in the Beis HaMedrash. B'machshavta nikeres b'toch meisav kulei abala plige. There would not be a machlokus about that. Of course it would be semach on such an issue, machshavta nikeres, but we need 100% raya. I mean, on the contrary, to say not to allow tefillah in the evening is a strange thing to do anyway. I mean, so if we have any reason to assume that the person is doing something normal, obviously we'll be semach on that reason. That's not the case. The case is, kiplige, the case is where we have a problem with this particular individual. What happened over here? It happened, kigon de'itmi b'pochos mika'adash. It happened that the day before, let's say, there was a kli that had come in contact with less than the shiur of an adash of a sheretz. And he came to the Beis HaMedrash, and he asked the question, asr kami d'rabbonin l'shiuli b'pochos mika'adash. He walks into the Beis HaMedrash and he says, tell me, was the kli makabel tuma or not? So listen, the guy obviously doesn't know the simplest dinim. I mean, yeah, it's brachos mikadash, there's no tuma. So if he didn't know that, so we figure like this. So if the person doesn't know the basic dinim of tuma v'taira, we have to assume that he's completely unaware of the fact that it requires Erev Shemesh, and that therefore he's going to now be tevel the kli and use it without Erev Shemesh. So therefore, we don't allow it under those circumstances, and only under those circumstances. And Mashenken, the other man, the Omar also, Marsavar, Hohu de lo gomer, does it say anywhere in the Torah, the Shiur of a Kadasha? Because he didn't learn the Gemara, so therefore, he read the Chumash. Uba Shemesh v'Tahara, I mean, that he read the Chumash, he knows that you require her of Shemesh, he's not, I mean, a barberav, for heaven's sakes. He went to kindergarten. So you go to kindergarten already, you know that there's a din of Erev Shemesh. So just because he asked the question about the Shiur, doesn't mean that he doesn't know the din of Erev Shemesh. So why do we have to be worried about it? Therefore, says the Tanna Kamma, the only time we'd have a problem, if it's Suffolk Yontif, Suffolk Chol. Over there you get into the issue of whether you're being terrible on Yontif. Umat bilin migav legav. Furthermore, it's mutter, according to everybody, to be tevil in a case where there isn't really tumah, such as you're being tevil al gav for the purposes of one thing after already having been tevil on purposes of another thing. So we know that we were very makpid in certain cases to require a machshava for what it is that you're. In other words, the tefillah itself without defining this is for the purpose of using meiser, this is the purpose of using truma, and so on. This is the purpose of using kodesh. And if you had another machshava, you require an additional tefillah. Okay? This guy wants to be machmer, huh?
This is, what is the person himself?
This is a case of personal chumra. Yeah. So here the guy decided, look, you know, migav agav, what's the pshat? Arecha la'asod gito agav kado. Probably it should say agav bado. The bad is the equivalent of the gat. The bad is the olive press, and the gat is the wine press. So here, the man basically already made everything tahar in order to do his bat, let's say, right? So now he wants to come along and he wants to start processing his grapes. He wants to be semech on one for the other. So he was going to do his oil production. Then he decides, oh, you know what? Maybe I should do the wine first. They look like they're ready. Okay, so he figures, no, I wasn't tevel al menas to handle the wine, I was tevel al menas to handle the oil. Let me go and be tevel again. Gesundheit, go and be tevel as much as you want. I mean, but it's not negiah tyre, it's not negiah tikkun. And therefore, nobody's going to be machmer in such a case. Or bado agab egito. So then I say, you want to do that? That's tyre yaseira. You can do that if you like. Same thing is true, mechabur lechabura. He was originally going to eat his Korban Pesach b'chaburazu. And he went ahead and was tevel in order to eat b'chaburazu. Now he wants to go ahead and eat with another chabura. I mean, so again, this is a chabura briskers, they won't allow him to eat, but isn't right to go again to the mikvah. What's the big deal? But obviously he's already tar, so in such a case, there's no real, what do you call it, tosefes tyra, but it certainly doesn't come under the getter of doing anything that's a shinui and a tikkun and so on. So mimela, there everybody is made it. There are rishus
biyadei. I'm missing a piece of information. If you tovel, you tahor for everything. Why do you have to?
No, that's not true. You aren't really. In these cases, yes. The cases given, you really are. This is just the guy being machmer himself. I'm just explaining, where does he come up with such a crazy thing? I mean, either you're tahor or you're tamei. Right. Because for different purposes, we recover that someone who is being Isaac, let's say, in Truma, if he touches Kadesh, he's metame the Kadesh.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called the most.
Yeah, but you can't stand something that you have no asik for. You can't say it's not a serious kavanah. Let's see a chagiga. But in any event, here this guy, he wants to be, or the chabura wants to be machmanim, or whatever it is. That's not an unusual situation. So the question is, am I being metakein under those circumstances? Or would the as also ask me if you hold that the tefillah would be asr?
Yeah.
The next shaila is like this. How about the very korbanos that I'm bringing on Yontif? I mean, we know that obviously the tzibur brings korbanos, and that's mayaday, anything that's kavula is bound that the Torah says you have to bring. There's no discussion. It's definitely for Shabbos. That's not the problem. The problem is like this. Usually when I come up for Yontov, so first of all, this is my opportunity to bring up all of my duties. I mean, anything, any neder, any nedava that I made, whether it's the korban ayla, korban shlamim, now's a great time to bring it. I just traveled a whole week and I'm here. I mean, I don't want to come back special to bring the korban. So, okay, so not only do I bring the korbanos that I bring all year, but there's also a chiev of lodarot banai reka. So that means that I also need to bring a korban re'ia, which is an oila, which is a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochol. Besides that, it says, v'chagesim esay is mechayev you a korban called a chagiga. Chagiga is a type of shlami. But, I mean, it's nonetheless, it's brought with tzerech hachag b'shem hachag. Then we have also the chiev of the samachtem. Samachtem is a korban that we call korban simcha, which boils down to a korban shlomim that we're bringing l'shem simcha s'yantav, so that the meat that we eat of that korban should be misameach ason yantav. Okay. Now the shaila is, all of the yomim tevim are 7 days, even if they're only one day, they're 7 days. As we learn out from a posik that even atzeres, which is one day, chagashuas is one day, the Torah compares them to the other yomim tevim, that we have 7 days in which we can bring the korbanos. So that means that there's always tashlumim 7 days. All right. So be'etzem, it's possible to bring this korban not on Yontav Gufa. We're going to bring it during the Yimei Tashlumim, or during Chol HaMoed. Is there a reason to push it off? Well, the korban ayla, I'm not eating. So if I'm not eating, l'chayra, I'm not allowed to do it. Because it's not Yochel Nefesh. I'm bringing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where's the Yochel Nefesh? So if I hold of the svara mitoich shehutra letzerech uchanami shalai letzerech. Oh. But Taisa said earlier, and we saw the srap sugi, the Gemara assumes the pashtas, and we've seen the halacha, there has to be some tzerech. You can't do something that says no tzerech at all, like the case with the keyring, the guy wasn't who was speaking about, the guy's not going to be using it at all. What exactly is the tzerech? The miktsas tzerech? So later on we'll see a svara that the very fact that a person is eating in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a bizoyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table, Kavayoko, should be empty. He's going around eating, and he doesn't give anything to the Shulchan Hashem. That's called a tzerech tzat. So if you would hold of mitoch, l'chara, you should be able to bring that carbon today, even though it's yantav. Fine.
That's only there's nothing on the Shulchan.
No, even if there is, I mean, there's no limit to the Shulchan Gavaya. Vis-a-vis myself, it's Reka. You know, that's what it says, Reka. No, you open I Reka. As far as you're concerned, where's the action? You're sitting eating, and Panai, you don't care about. Okay, so that's called a Tzerech Tzat. If you don't hold of Mitech, then you have a problem, because an Eilu without Erechol Nefesh shouldn't be Mutter to do. Unless, of course, the Torah said specifically to bring it on Yontav. Okay, then the Torah said, so then it would be similar to the way that we always bring a carbon for the carbon seam, where we also bring the Torah said to do it, we do it. Now, there's another problem. Even if I'm bringing a carbon shlomim, okay, is it a carbon shlomim? Is there really an issue? I mean, I'm going to be eating, I can't check the carbon without checking the whole carbon. So you can say, okay, fine. I mean, well, I'm not going to get my meat without going through whatever I have to go through. So I check the carbon, bring the emurim legavaya, and eat myself. So that's for me. But that's not so pashut. Because the truth is that even the carbon shlomim, the ikar shchit of the carbon shlomim is really legavaya. And the kayin and the bialim are zeicha mishulchan gavaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you what to eat. So it's indirect. You're not really being Isaac in your own Achila directly. That's the first issue. The second issue is, in order to bring a korban shlamim, you have to do smicha. And smicha means you have to put your weight on the head of the animal. But wait a second, we know that we have a gezeira that you're not allowed to be semech on an animal, stam, on Shabbos and Yontem. That's like rechiva. As long as you put your weight on an animal, so we have a gezeira there upon it. We don't do that. Not the smicha of Kodesh. Stam, any smicha, any lying on an animal. So actually, when Rabbanan is a problem over here. So should I, if I am bringing a carbon simcha, korma chagiga, should I be semech or not? As the dinner is on Shlomi. Okay, so these issues, the truth is that the Mishnah pretends things in a way, as we'll see. In other words, it makes things a little bit simpler than they really are, because we're gonna darshan the psukim, and that's really ignoring, as Tosis points out, the underlying svaras that are going on. So first, let's just take a look at the Mishnah Kipshutim. Beshamayimrim beviim shlomim vein samchim aleh. You bring your karm shlomim on yontev, okay? That's lachet. But you cannot be semech on them. Now, it doesn't say over which shlomim. I mean, does this mean any shlomim? Does it mean the shlomim even of your nadarim and adavais, which I could look at as essentially doing a shchita not lachem, it's essentially doing a shchita for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then being zeche, would Beit Shammai be masking that you could bring any shlomim since there's a chelek in it that's yours or not? That we'll see in the Gemara. But the Mishnah is just oversimplifying over here. And you can't do semicha. Avalolot, you cannot bring a carbon oil at all. Maybe im shlamim v'alot, you can bring a carbon shlamim, bring a carbon ayla, and when you bring it, you do smicha anyant. Oh, my rula says, rula, let's get this straight. The Mishnah oversimplified. Machloket b'shalmecha giga l'smoch. Here, the machlokas was not about bringing your carbon shlamim from the whole year, minadorim, minadorim. No, no, no. Machlokas over here was bringing the shalmecha giga. Now the shaila is, okay, shalmecha giga, the Torah said to bring. So do I do smicha on it or not? That's one issue. That's l'smoch. V'olas ria likarev. And the machlokas was megabe, the carbon ayla, not any carbon ayla. That's dumb. Basilol holds to bring every carbon ayla that you owe. Say you made a netter to bring a carbon. You can't bring that on yanta. Shekin olas ria, even though it has tashlumim, Torah said, bring the carbon. Okay, fine, so I'll bring it today. Mashenkin, other things? Definitely not. What's the machlokas over here? Beit Shammai holds the chagesem is a chag la'ashem. So what do you do today? Chagiga. Chag. A chagiga is the carbon that the Torah refers to as the chag. So chagigain, that means bring the chagiga today, the Torah is saying. But oilas ri'ya lo, don't bring your carbon oil. Whereas Beis Hillel Savre, the Chagosav, I say Chag LaHashem. When I say Chag LaHashem, that means Kol de LaHashem. Anything which is being brought to Shem Hashem, including your Eilaz Ria, should also be brought today. Aval Nidarim v'Nidavot, Stam Nidarim v'Nidavot of the whole year that you brought along with you, Divrei HaKol, Ein Krevim B'Yom Tov, we don't bring that on Yom Tov, according to everybody. V'chein amar ravada barava, nedorim v'nadavot, ein krevim b'yom tov. You don't bring the dorim v'nadavot on yontav itself. Better, since the ikar shchita of an oil of varai is that you're not going to be eating anything of it, but even the ikar shchita of a chagiga is really to be mezake it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he's mezake to you to eat it. So it's not really that you're shechting directly for yourself. So therefore, it's best not to bring it on Yom Tov Gufa, bring it in Chol HaMoed. Now, as Tosis points out, even what Ula is saying is very oversimplified. Because Ula is making it appear that there's a machlokes in the psukim. How do I darshan? Do I darshan the Lashem, or do I darshan Chag Lashem, right? But the truth is, as Tosis himself points out, the truth is that there's very complex inyanim over here that are behind the scenes. First of all, there's a machlokas of what the meaning of lachem is that appears in the heter of achila, of shchita and so on yontav, that anything that you need to do, hu levado yaseh lachem, right? So the things that you need for yourself, do for yourself. Does that lachem include tzorchei gavoa? Or is it saying lachem, but not legavoa? And that's a whole shaila later on. That's what Beis Shammai's real svara is. It's because he holds lachem that he says, okay, therefore, the way to understand this, over here, I'll have to bring the korban anyway, the chagiga, because the Torah says so. So if it says so, I'll bring it, but I'm certainly not going to be matir anything else. I don't have to bring. So that's the real reason. Ula completely ignores that. Furthermore, according to Beit Hillel, I mean, first of all, he darshans lachem in a way that doesn't include lachem ulal gavah. But besides that, he holds a mitoch. So once it would be mutar, I mean, isn't that an issue? What's he saying over here? La Hashem, kol La Hashem. And if not, what? It wouldn't be a mutar because of mitoch. What are you going to say, that there's no tzorach at all, and it's not even included in mitoch? It's included in mitoch, because the Gemara says later on that there's considered to be a tzorach tzat. What's the tzorach tzat? Shalote shulchan rab chareka. So he's ignoring the real svaras, and he's bringing these psukim as if this is like a new issue that exists on its own, floating in the air, when in fact this has very deep roots that are nageya b'chlal, the whole understanding of the psukim of Yonta. So Tosha says, look, Ula's not coming to tell me over the whole sugya. He's just coming to say, why Lamaisa is Beit Shammai not convinced by the fact that it says Beferish in the Pasuk to bring V'chagaysim as a Chag L'Hashem? So he's coming to tell me, no, it's Davka Chagaysim. Don't darshan it the way Beis Hillel darshans it. That everything L'Hashem you're mechuyev to bring, including the carbon Eilas Ria. And it's only coming for it to explain, and according to Beis Hillel, why not put it off if it says V'chagaysim, they say only V'chagiga? Why bring the carbon Eila? No, L'Hashem is called L'Hashem. Okay? But the underlying machlokes, but why they take their opening positions before they get to this pasuk, the Gemara will explain later. Okay, so what Ula is describing is a secondary machlokes. What to do with the specific implications of Gabi the Rego. The underlying problems of what is really the issue in bringing a carbon on Yontif, that we're taking for granted over here. That the Gemara will explain later. You bring it during the other 7 days of Yontif.
So he has to come back. He has to come back twice.
For Kolomoy? Anyway, he's there in Kolomoy. You're not allowed to leave on Yontif, yeah?
But the already aren't allowed to go back before.
They can't go back before Kolomoy.
No, before the end of Kolomoy.
So bring it tomorrow morning then. What's the problem? Okay. Baba, when it comes to the Dorim V'Nedavis, everybody's made up. Why should we be makriv in the Dorim V'Nedavis? Let's better put them off, not for the day of Yontif itself. There's no problem. Because as we explained, there's a reason to put them off. Okay. Ask the Gemara on Ula's assumption. Most amazing. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nech leku Beit Shammai Beit Hillel al ola she'ina shel yom tov, she'ina kreva b'yom tov, v'al shlamim she'im shel yom tov, she'kreven b'yom tov. Here says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, there is no machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel that you don't bring a carbon oila that is not an oila zriya. That's for sure. Furthermore, you do bring a shlamim that you're chayef to bring on Yontif, so your chagiga you bring. I just want you to know that the Gemara in chagiga takes a different approach to this, certainly in the Yerushalmi. It's not 100% clear in the Bavli, that we're talking about shlamim of simcha, not chagiga. Because the truth is there's three dargas. The korban, oila, you have no shaykhis to. The korban simcha is essentially being brought for the simchas Yontif, so whether it's not shaykh to say you have no. That's the whole purpose of it. It doesn't have any other shame except the shlamim. We're calling it the shalmei simcha because you're bringing this shlamim in order to eat it on Yontif, and it's both a shlamim, it's besameach. The chagiga has a specific name and purpose of the covet of the chag. So really, the only one that's kuloi lachem, without any problem, is the shalmei simcha. Here the Gemara is assuming, the way it reads, and the way almost all the Rishonim learn it, is that there's no difference between the Chagiga and the Simcha. We're treating the Chagiga and Simcha as if they're exactly the same. Okay, so we'll do that here. When we get the Chagiga, we'll see the distinctions. So, Shlomim Shal Yontif for sure, Kraven B'Yontif. Alma Nechlaku, al oila she shel yom tov ashamim she einam shel yom tov. That is a very different way of learning than ula is learning. As we said, the Mishnah is very unclear. We don't know from the Mishnah what exactly is the machlokas over here. So ula gave his explanation that definitely everybody holds you cannot bring a carbon shlamim even. Forget about an oila. You can't even bring a carbon shlamim. That was a neder and a dove that wasn't meant to be brought specifically by the Torah. You gave it to Ephraim. Wait till it's not yontif. But here, Reb Shimon Elazar says not like that. He says that's on the contrary. The machlokas is about the other shlamim. Shlamim she'ain and shayontif over there. Beit Shammai yomrim lo yavi, ubitilal omrim yavi. No. So what about you? I understand. He's coming to argue now on the brisa. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says Ula is wrong. So what's Ula thinking here? There is a machlokas whether I could bring Nedarim and Nedavis on Yontif. And Adarabah, Beit Shammai, Bedafka holds, you do bring the Karbonas that are meant for the Yontif. That's Vadai. The only machlokas is on the initial Yontif. Right? But not only Smicha, Havah. Comes along now Ula to answer. The Gemara to answer in Ula's place. Treats Ve'imahachi. He will have to explain the correct language of this brisa is as follows. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Lo nechleku Beit Shammai Beit Hillel al ola vishlami she'en en shayantim. That ain't craven beyantim. Vashlamim she'em shel yantim. She craving beyond tov, as I say, says Ula. Alma nechleku al oila shehi shal yantov. That's one machlokas on the oila's ria. She beit shamay amrim lo yavi, beit hillel amrim yavi. And then, of course, they're also chaylik about whether you do smicha, but they're not arguing about whether you bring the carbon shlamim for yantov, and they're not arguing about other things like the darim v'nedavim. So definitely you don't bring. That's how I say. Says Rav Yosef, well, what's with you guys? I understand you. Such a maratzis, you're coming now to rewrite the brisa so it should work out according to Ula. What? Tanoi shakalta mi alma. You've decided to throw out the Tanoim from the world. I mean, if you would know all of the shittas, you'd understand it's not a problem. There is such a sheet of Rav Shimon Elazar that in fact we're actually arguing Beit Shammai Beit Hillel about the Nedarim v'Nedavos that are not meant dafke for yonder. Not like Ula. I says, how can Ula argue? Because you forgot the other Tanoim. So you ask me how Ula can argue. Ula didn't forget. Ula is being Semech on the other Shitas. So may I remind you, Tanoim, the famous Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya Shlamim Abaim Machmat Yom Tov, B'Yom Tov. Beit Shammai Omrim Semech Aleim Erev Yom Tov, V'Shochatam B'Yom Tov. So according to the Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to be bringing now the Karbonas for Yantiv. When do I do this smicha? Shammai says, do this smicha erev Yantiv. Beis Hillel says, no, be semech aleihem be yantiv. You can actually be semech aleihem. By the way, we'll see later on there other shitas about what the machlokas of being semech is all about. It's what really are the issues? There's some will learn the issues are bechalal, whether a carbon klever requires smicha.
So then, if it doesn't, then what's the problem?
Exactly. Maybe that's good for the machlokas. Well, see, there's really three approaches to what the machlokas says. We're just simplifying right now. Okay. So Beis Shammai holds to be shlamech me'erav yantev. Beis Hillel says be shlamech on yantev. V'shechtan biyantev. You now go ahead and shecht. Huh? Will you listen, please, carefully? No. Does this satisfy your problem? You had a problem with Ula. Does this say the Farish like Ula? Here's a Brisa like Ula, so what do you want? So fine, Rav Shimon Elazar argues. There's a big machlokas tanoim. Ula was explaining at Aliba this Brisa. And by the way, this is not the only Brisa. V'hane tanoi ke'hane tanoi. I'll show you. There's also, I'm about to show you that again, I'll bring you another Tana that says that the machlokas has been a dharma of us. The Tanya. Ein meviim toda b'chag ha-matzot. Mipnei chamet sheba. You can't bring a carbon teda, because out of the carbon teda, you have to bring lechem. Okay, three quarters of it is matzah, but one quarter of it is chamet. So that...
Huh?
No, that's lach me teda. Lachmetaitis, you have to bring now the chametz. So how can you bring that on Pesach? So obviously I'm not going to be bringing a carbon taita. The lobat seret, nor can you bring it on Shavuos, because after all, Shavuos is a yontif, and a taita is a carbon nedev and a dava. Okay? So, I mean, obviously he's saying you can't bring on yontif. Maybe Adam todato b'chagat Sukkot. You have a carbon taita that you're chayav because of a neder and a dava that you made. Okay, you can bring it on Sukkot. Rabbi Shimon says, oh no, Areyo Omer, b'chaga matzot, b'chaga shavuot, b'chaga Sukkot. Why does it have to now list? I mean, we had already said the names of the Shalosh Regalim many times. So what's the point over here of saying this again to compare them? To tell me, kol shabbat, b'chaga matzot, b'chaga shavuot, b'chaga Sukkot. Only those things that you would be able to bring on all of the Yom Tov. You bring it on Pesach, you bring it on Sukkot. But kol shelo ba b'chag ha-matzot, enu ba b'chag ha-shavuot, b'chag ha-sukkot. You can't bring the korban on Pesach, then you can't bring it on the other Yom Tov either. So it's coming goofy to tell me the halacha, that you cannot bring these korbanot, nedarim and nedavot. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, mevi adam todato b'chag ha-sukkot, you can certainly bring a korban teidon chag ha-sukkot, and not only that, you'd be yotzei, you're chiev mishum simcha. Because the union of simcha is to have a korban shlamim that you're able to eat samachta b'chagecha, means, which is we saw by Meiser, ve'aveta shlamim ve'achalta sham, that the union of the simcha is simchas boser shlamim. So certainly, as long as there's a beis hamikdash, the simcha is b'boser shlamim. So here I have boser shlamim, so what's the problem? So if I have baser shlami, my shlamim are a teda. I'll eat my baser shlami, and I'll be yotzi, the carbon simcha, with that. I have to bring another carbon that I wouldn't have brought anyway. So of course I can bring it. But fine, do we see here a Tana that says, beferish, there is no such thing as the carbon of the Darvan and Dovah Sayantim? Yes. So what's your problem with Ula? Fine, I understand. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, oh, that's gufa machlokes, pechame besilo. But Ula was going according to this man, the Omar. So I've shown you two brises already that say clearly like Ula. Now, this last piece, I don't get this. Let's go over this last brise. I'm not convinced. Omar ma, ein meviim toda b'chag ha-matzot. Ripnei chamet sheba. I understand, what am I, an idiot? I mean, obviously, pshita, how could I go bring, there's no way for me to bring the kotara, says you're not allowed to have chametz. How am I going to bring the chametz? So obviously, it's telling me not to say mizmor l'taida during Pesach. I mean, did anybody in this room ever say mizmor l'taida during Pesach? Yeah? Oh, that's for sure. So isn't that pshita? Unless you're learning that it's the connection between Pesach, that anything you can't have on Pesach, but what else is the purpose saying I can't bring carbon taita, Omer Vada Breda Rav Yitzchak, no. Some say the name of Shmuel Bar Abba. We don't mean Pesach itself. The Kiddush over here, it's Erev Pesach. Say, Erev Pesach, let me bring my carbon taita in the morning. I came, I just got in. Baruch Hashem, I made it. I'll bring my carbon taita, eat it up before Chatzais, no problem of Chametz. It's a good thing. I don't know what would I have done. I wasn't planning on staying here till after Pesach. No, you're not allowed to. Why? Because Kesover, he may be in Kachin, Beit Apsul. Because since Lamaisa, the carbon taita, is normally meant to be eaten the entire day, you're not going to be able to do that. So it means that you're bringing a carbon in a way that makes it now more open to being Nifsa. Because now you're only going to be able to eat it in the morning. What, by 9 o'clock already you're going to be running out and burning your chametz. Might come to Nisa. You'll end up not being able to finish it. You're not supposed to leave over. Mamela, we don't bring carbonas unless you have the full amount of time that is generally allotted for this carbon to eat. That you're allowed to bring the carbon, but no less. Well, that's the chiddush. Velobat seret mipneshu yom tov. Okay. Then he goes on to say, you can't bring it during Shavuos. That's because, obviously, kasavan and darman davas and craven beyom tov. So he holds clearly that you don't bring a carbon nadava on Yom Tov. Aval mevi adam todato b'chag ha-sukot. When? I mean, not certainly not on the first day of Sukkot. Heimas. Ilei mebiyonta v'atzma. I thought you just said you can't bring it on Shavuos. I mean, what's Sukkot is less kiddush than Shavuos. You said v'lo batzer v'neshuyonta. Oh, so what you mean is, if you have a chol ha-moyed, so the chol ha-shom-moyed, but there's no problem of chametz, you can bring your carbon tight on Sukkot. Very nice. Okay. Now I understand what you were saying. Rabbi Shimon, only if you can bring the carbon during Pesach can you bring it during Chag HaShavuot and Chag HaSukkot. If not, kol shelo ba b'chag HaMatzot, eino ba b'chag HaShavuot b'chag HaSukkot. So the Torah is telling us a chiddush. You can't even bring it during Chol HaMoed. Maskef lo, Rabbi Zera, that's ridiculous. What do you mean you can't bring it during Chol HaMoed? Hash the salute misaltina, nedarim v'nedavis b'boy. I don't understand what you mean. Are you allowed to cut wood for Yontiv? Yeah. So that I can do. There's a number of different purushim in what Salutim is out there. But that's how Rashi learns. But in any event, I can do in Yonim of Rishus that I feel like doing, I feel like having. So I don't have a problem. But somehow or other, magically, I can't bring a carbon. That's less chashiv. Some say Salutim is out there. It's from a Lashon Sal. I can make baskets. Others learn it's from a Lashon Seiles. Rashi is a Lashon of Eitzim. That I'm okay. But in any event, I shouldn't be allowed to bring a Dharma Davis back and go around doing basket weaving. I mean, that's ridiculous. It sounds like a modern university. Omer Abaye, the meaning is like this. So, of course you can be makriv. How could you not be makriv? The only way to understand this machlokas is that we completely lost focus on what we're discussing. We are not discussing Heter, Isser, we're discussing a completely different issue. The Torah gives us a law, Lo ta'acher l'shalmo. Tidor neder l'shem l'kecha, lo tidor l'shalmo. Lo ta'acher l'shalmo. You have to make certain that you pay up your nedarim in time. If you don't pay them up in time, you're going to be over a law. What does in time mean? What do you mean lo ta'acher? I mean, you got to tell me what that means, but it means the same day. 30 days. What is lo ta'acher? The parsha of Lo Ta'acher is written next to the parsha of Shalosh Pabim Bashana. B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag HaShavuot, B'chag HaSukkot. Those words, B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag HaShavuot, B'chag HaSukkot, appear in the middle of the parsha of Sukkah. If you recall, it's like very repetitious. We were talking about B'yom Chamishasa, what you do for Sukkot, and then it says Shalosh Pabim Bashana. What do I got to mention? Sukkot again? I mean, we're talking about Sukkot. You want to recapitulate? Say, and the same thing would be true about Pesach and Atzeret. Okay. Therefore, we are left with the understanding that the Torah is giving me here an insight into what Lo Ta'acher means. Don't be too late. And the too late is defined by Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkot. Oh, so now the Shaila is, but what does that mean? So some learn what that means is three Yomim Tovim. You've got three Yomim Tovim. You don't bring it up by the third Yontav, you're in big trouble. Then you're going to be over the lav, Lo Ta'acher. Others learn, not three Yomim Tovim in order. Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkot. But let's say you made your neder after the first Pesach. So the first Shavuot at Sukkot, they don't count because the clock doesn't start ticking until you have a Pesach. And then you have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's the Baal Ta'acher. The third approach would be, why are we repeating Chag HaSukkot here Bichlal? Why does this appear in the middle of Chag HaSukkot? To tell me the only Baal Ta'acher is defined by Sukkot. You can make the neder a day before Sukkot. If it's not paid up by Sukkot, Baal Ta'acher. I don't care how much time, how little time. It's defined by Sukkot. Okay? Three approaches. That's what's going on over here, says Rabbi. We're not talking about the Isra Vakrav on Yontiv. The Machlokis over here is talking about Lamekam Alei B'Baal Ta'acher. The Tanakama, who talks about Ein Mevim Teida B'Chag HaMatzot. Okay, so what is he really coming to tell me? He's coming to tell me, Shalosh Regolim Omer Rachmona, Afilu Shalok Yisidran. All he's talking about is like this. When he says, you can bring your taida b'chag HaSukkot, what do you think he's telling you? That it's mutter to bring a carbon b'chag HaSukkot? No. He's coming to tell me, listen here, young man. You had a chiyuv to bring a carbon because you made a neder. Now, you didn't want to go to the tircha of coming to Yerushalayim except for the shalosh regalim. So you think that, okay, I'll take care of it. But you, and that's not a pasha. You can't take care of it. You can't take care of it, obviously, on Pesach. Therefore, I'm giving you an etz teiva. You have a chiyuv of teiva. You better bring your chiyuv teiva on Chag HaSukkos. I don't care when that is, because you're not going to have another opportunity. If you don't bring it now, you're going to have to come special to bring it. Because when exactly do you think you're going to bring it? Pesach, you can't bring it. Shavuos, you can't bring it, because it's Yontif. So therefore, you're going to be over Baal Ta'achar unless you come special. So I'm warning you, you better make sure that you bring it for Sukkos, and that way, even if it's the first Yontif, you better bring, because you're not going to have another opportunity. That way you save yourself an extra trip to Yerushalayim. I'm just coming to give you a good Eitzah. I'm not coming to tell you a din. This is not the Chiddush of Sukkos. Meanwhile, of course, is Abaya. Meanwhile, Rabbi Yosef is right in pointing out that if he's making an assumption that you're not going to be able to bring your carbon on Shavuos, obviously you hold any craven on Shavuos. That part, yes. But that's not what the focus of the Machlokas is over here. The Rabbi Shimon, he holds Zatanakama Sava, Shalosh Regalim, Amrachwana Fida Shalokisidra. So the first time it's three Yantav, you're going to be in trouble. Therefore, bring it on the first Yantav. Bring it Sukkos. That's your first opportunity and your only opportunity. It's a golden opportunity. Otherwise, you're going to end up having to become special. Why special? Let me wait until the next. No. Because it doesn't have to be in order. It's going to have to be the first Sukkos. Because it's the only time, because by that time three regalim will have passed. You can't bring it the next yontif, because the next yontif is going to be Pesach. You can't bring it on Pesach. So what do you think? You're going to bring it for Shavuos? You can't bring it on Shavuos, because it's yontif. Therefore, you better bring it today, if it's Sukkos. Bring it today, because if there's three holidays, I don't care what order they're in, you're going to be over.
And the yontif of Sukkos.
Huh?
And the yontif
Cholamay of Sukkos. You bring it Cholamay.
Cholamay Pesach?
It's still not.
That's for sure you can't bring it up. Yeah.
You're beeping.
Oh, am I?
No.
Okay. So Rabbi Shimon argues, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's only Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the way through the Pesach. Kisidran in, Shalom kisidran lo. So therefore, if you made your neder before Sukkos, wait till the next year. So that's what he is saying. Kol sheba b'chag ha-matzot. Anything that you could bring with you, meaning you made the neder before chag ha-matzot. Then he's saying, you better now, ba b'chag ha-shavuot, o b'chag ha-sukkot, is what he's saying. In other words, you've got three holidays in order. Pesach, okay, you can't bring it on Pesach, you bring it either Shavuos or Sukkos. But, kosher loba b'chag ha-matzot, meaning, not to tell me you can't bring a carbon that isn't brought on Pesach, meaning a carbon that you weren't chayev to bring on Pesach, meaning you didn't make the neder yet on Pesach, that doesn't have to come the next Shavuos. And it doesn't have to come the next Sukkos, because the clock doesn't start ticking until the next Pesach. That's all I'm saying. Nothing to do with the Isser. That's not what Rabbi Shimon is referring to. He's telling there's no need to worry about it until the year afterwards, because you won't be over on Baal Ta'achar. There's not a machlokas here about whether you can bring it. The machlokas over here is whether you'd be stupid not to bring it. That's the machlokas. Just about an Eitzah Teiva, that's all. And that explains the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, and the Tana Kama.
You can bring it on Yontov and Shavuos.
Yes.
On Yontov and Shavuos, you can bring it to Adar.
That we know is the machlokas, but when I'm saying you don't bring it, sounded like you were saying you can't bring it. He's saying you don't have to bring it, is the way we understand it now. So that explains why we thought it was a crazy thing to say. I mean, if you're able to do basket weaving, why can't you do? Of course you can. I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying you don't have to. That's the pshat. Okay. And now, what is the last of the three shitas over here? Oh, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savar, Omer, may the Adam Todato b'chagas Sukkot. Now explain to me, what was he trying to say? You can bring your carbon tonne on Chag HaSukkot. Thank you very much. I mean, we just showed that to him. Well, why not? Amos, when? If it's B'chol HaMoed, the Tanakhama already said that. Ela B'yomtev. And it must be that he holds the Dorv and the Dovs are brought B'yomtev. But then why did he say Chag HaSukkot? If it's brought B'yomtev, bring it on Shavuot. What's he saying? Bring it on Sukkot. Why do I have to bring it on Sukkot? There's an innate contradiction. If he holds you can only bring it on Sukkot because there's no Chol HaMoed on Shavuos, then he's saying exactly what the Tanakhama said. And if he holds you can bring it on Sukkot, on Yom Tov itself, why not bring it on Shavuos? Ah, brilliant! Because again, says Abaye, the whole machlokas over here is benogea, not the dinim of Yom Tov. It's a machlokas in Balta Acher. And that's exactly what's going on over here. This is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Lataimei. Because the din, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, is that Sukkot is the only time that you have to worry about. Is the only time that you have to worry about Baal Ta'acher, because he's the sheet that holds. Why does the Torah repeat Sukkot again? To tell me the only significant day that defines Baal Ta'acher is Sukkot, whenever it happens. Whether it happens tomorrow, or it happens in a year and a half from today. I don't care, but a year from today. Well, that's the only thing that's kaveh. And this is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Lataine. This is his shita, the Tanya. Take a look at the braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Yamer Chagasukot Shibuakatuv Medaber. Why in the world, says Rabbi Shimon, did the Torah repeat Chagasukot? We're talking about Chagasukot. Even if you want to recapitulate, just say, and Pesach and Shavuos. But you have to say Shalosh Pamim Bashana again and mention Chag HaSukkot. Shabakatuv Medaber, that's what we're talking about. Loma Ne'amar, why then does it say Chag HaSukkot? Lomar Shezeh Acharon. That's how I know it has to be in order. And it's not just three holidays. It's three holidays with Sukkot at the end. That's how I know it. Because otherwise you wouldn't have to repeat the Sukkot. I know the Sukkot. Oh, comes to tell me Chag HaSukkot, in order. That's why I said, don't worry about it. Pesach. The Pesach didn't count, because you'd already made it. When it wasn't Roy to bring Pesach, meaning you hadn't made the Neder yet Pesach, then don't worry about Shavuos, don't worry about Sukkot. You're only going to start the clock running when it's Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkot. Otherwise, why did Torah repeat Chag HaSukkot? To tell me, it has to be in order. You can't start with Chag HaSukkot and then say, okay, by the time I get the Shavuos, I'll be over Baal Ta'acher. That's not true. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, that's not the point. The point is Lomar Shezeh Goreim. Not to tell me that Chag HaSukkot is the last, but rather to tell me Chag HaSukkot is the only meaningful time point for Baal Ta'acher. That's what Torah is saying. Therefore, says Rabbi Elazar, bring it Sukkot, because otherwise you'll be over in Baal Ta'acher. Obviously, bring it Atzeret if you want to bring it Atzeret. But that's not the issue we're talking about. We're not talking about whether Nedarim and Nedarim is a craven B'yomtev. I'm trying to tell you how to make sure you're not over on Baal Ta'acher. You better get it in by Sukkot. That's all I'm saying. V'yotseba, now, you also said you could take this carbon teda, and you'll be yotze mishum simcha, but you won't be yotze mishum chagiga. Well, of course you won't be yotze mishum chagiga. Chagiga is a chiyav. This is a chagaysem. You never can bring a chiyah from something that you owe for some other purpose. That's like trying to pay up your meiser with a tzedakah that you owed from something else. Remember? So, how could kol davar shebechova eino ba'ela min achulin? We have a general rule. If you have a debt to pay to Kadesh, you can only pay it from something which is chulin. You can't bring another thing that you owed anyway. So I'm going to bring this as my chiyah. Now, the chiddush over here is lo tzricha. The Afa gav the Parish, and the guy, when he made his neder to bring this carbon tied up, he said it, the Farish, look, I'd like to bring the carbon that I'm bringing for my Chagiga as a tied up. Because I feel I was saved in that automobile accident. So I want to have a kavon of tied up. That's the pshat. But I mean, certainly I want to be yotze mechagiga. I don't want to bring stam a separate carbon tied. I mean, I can't afford it. So the carbon I bring for chagiga, that I'll be Yotzan. Or, I guess what he says, Kedaboy minei Reb Shimon ben Lakish ben Yochanan, Ha'oima harei alai todah, beitzei ba yedei chagiga. What if a guy says, I'll bring a Taita, but I have to use that Taita for my chagiga. Or a guy says, look, I want to be a Nazir, but, I mean, I can't afford the Korbanas, so what I'll do is, at the time I make the Neder, I'm a Nazir, but only if I got Leach Mimas by Sasheni. I want to be able to use my money of my Sasheni, which anyway I have to use in Yerushalayim. I'll use it to bring a carbon, and a carbon Nazir. And I'll do my El Nazir, I'll bring from that. How about that, huh? What's the din? So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Nadur, the Neder is Chal. And you definitely have to bring your Taita, but you ain't going to get out of the Chiyuv of your Chagiga. And your Nazir is his chal, but you're going to have to pay for your carbon. Nadur ve'eno yotzei, you won't be yotzei mishum chagiga. And you're a Nazir. Ve'eno migaleach, you cannot be migaleach from your Maitre Sheni, because it's a chayva. You're going to have to pay up. The moment that you said, Harei alai, you are already mechuyev. That's the din of Amirato Legavok and Mesirala Hediot. It's if you handed it over, you already gave it. Now you can't start making conditions. Excuse me, sir. It's a little too late to make conditions. Now we'll see tomorrow about how things work when it's clear that your intent was conditional. That we'll discuss tomorrow. Kli shenitman be'erev yantiv, ein bat milinoto b'ein hashem ha'shol. Rav Shimon says, what are y'erev yantiv? Af b'chol ein mat milinoto. Because obviously this guy doesn't know what he's doing, and it's Torah k'erev shemesh. But Tanakama loboy erev shemesh. Omer Ravat, kaktinu l'rabonu d'v'erav d'yasri d'ka'amre. Keis over here is makshavten, he cares b'tof ma'asav k'mif. G'eichi d'ami. K'gon d'noki t'mona b'yodei v'roev t'voz b'ein hashem ha'shol la'g bulei. So Mar Sava had the koroid veyazil meida yada the boy erev shemesh. Umar Sava, well, how do you know? Maybe Makwat Malak had the koroid. And I, Rava, said to them that they're wrong. Mimakshaftoni carried me talking myself. Kulamo plige. But come on, I mean the whole thing anyway is just like a rashash that we have. Ki plige could go and eat me bipakot bikadash at some other occasion. The guy comes in to ask an Amaratz's question. Eat me alone. So Mar Sava, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. So be the Holo Gomer, Erev Shemesh Nami Lo Gomer. Mar Sava, look, Holo Gomer doesn't say it in the Torah of the Farish. But Erev Shemesh, obviously he knows. Matzbilin Migav Lagav, Tan Rabbana Ketz Migav Lagav. Harotzela Asot Kito Agav Vado. Or Vado Agav Gito. Ose? Ketz Michabur Lachabura. Hayochel is Korban Pesach Bachabura Zo. Ratzala Echol Bachabura Keres. Rishus Biyadon. He wants to go now. Mitayval, it's up to him too. Bet Shammai Amri Mevim Shlamim Ve'intum Chim Aleihem Avalo Olot. Bet Yilel Amri Mevim Shlamim Ve'olot Ve'som Chim Aleihem. Omaula, let's just get it straight. The Machlokas over is not on Shlamim in general. The Machlokas is Shammai Chagiga. The question is, do you do Smicha or not? And the question is not on Eilas in general, it's only on Azaria. And that the Machlokas there is Lagabe Hakrova. Because Beit Shammai holds a chagresim, I say chag l'Hashem, is dafke chagiga in or that's real low. And they say, oh, this is l'Hashem. Anything you're bringing l'Hashem. But the dharma, the davis, give me a call in craving the yontav. Why should I bring it on yontav itself? V'chein omer avada barava, nidarim and nidavot, ain't craving the yontav. Meit v'yom Reb Shimon Elazar, lo nechlaku Beit Shammai Beit Yovel al ola, she'ina shel yontav, which of course I don't bring on yontav, and I crave the yontav. Or in Shlamim, which are Shoyanta, of course I have to bring my Korma Chagiga, Kraven Miyanta. Amanechlko alolashi shel yomtov, ve'al Shlamim she'enan shel yomtov, not like Ula. Shebet Shammai amrim lo yavi, bet Hillel amrim yavi, even though they're nadarim v'nadavai. So what's he telling me? Ula, that there's no such machlokas, as beferish there is. No, I guess we'll have to say three tzvei mahochi. Omrib Shimon ben Elazar, no nech, kubet Shammai bet Hillel, alo lave shlamim she'enan shoyantav, she'en kreven biyantav. That's how Ula is going to have to read it. Val shlamim she'en shel yantav she'kreven biyantav. Al ma'anech go alo lashi shoyantav, she'bet Shammai amrim lo yavi, bet Hillel amrim yavi, and of course about the smicha. Rav Yosef says, what's with you guys? Tanoi shakalta miyam, or you start changing the girsa. Tadai, the Tanya, Shlomim Aboy Machmat Yom Tov Biyom Tov. Beit Shammai Amrim Somech Aleim Erev Yom Tov V'Shoktam B'Yom Tov U'Beit Yalel Amrim Somech Aleim Even On Yom Tov V'Shoktam B'Yom Tov Avon Nedarim V'Nedava Tiv Ha'Kolein Krivim B'Yom Tov V'Hani Tanoi Ki Hani Tanoi. This is another, I show you other Tanoim also hold that. Netanya Ein Meviim Toda B'Chag HaMatzot V'Necham Hitshaba V'Lo B'Yatzeret V'Deshu Yom Tov. Read those words. Read my lips. V'Deshu B'Yom Tov. No, it means you can't bring the Dorah V'Dorah V'Son Yom Tov. There you go. What are you bothered by Yulah for? Avo maybe on the top of Chag HaSukkot. Rabbi Shimon Omar, Reyom B'Chag HaMatzot, B'Chag HaShavuot, B'Chag HaSukkot. Kol Sheba B'Chag HaMatzot, B'Chag HaShavuot, B'Chag HaSukkot. V'Kol Shelo B'Chag HaMatzot, Eino B'Chag HaShavuot, B'Chag HaSukkot. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Omar, Maybe Adam Torato B'Chag HaSukkot, V'Yotzei Bo Yedor Chavato B'Shum Simcha, But Ein Yotzei B'Shum Chagi. Okay, now let's get this price straight. Amama. Ein meviim toda b'chag ha-matzot b'tei chamech shabah. B'pshita. Om revada b'reidu of Yitzhak Amal Roshul Bar Abba. Hoche b'arba asar askinan. Which is why we don't say mizmor notayla even on Erev Pesach. Because of ein meviim kotshim l'beit ha-psul. Why not an atzer? Beshu yom tov. Because of the dorm and dov zin kremim v'yom tov. Aval mevi adam todato b'chag ha-sukot. What's that referring to? Eimat. Even a biyom tovat, whether you just said lo batzer, because you yom ela b'chol ha-shamayit is obviously what's meant. Okay. Now let's take the second man, Yomer. B'shimen Omer, harei ha-omer b'chag ha-matzot, b'chag ha-shavot, b'chag ha-sukot, kol sheba b'chag ha-matzot, b'chag ha-shavot, b'chag ha-sukot. Kol shelo b'chag ha-matzot, eina b'chag ha-shavot, b'chag ha-sukot. Any time. Ask for a reason. I said, what do you mean, any time? We're doing chol ha-mayit. Hashta saluti misaltina the dorm v'davos b'boy. How can it mean that? Omer Rabbi, of course it doesn't mean you can't be makar of a korban on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Bak Rabbi Kuli Amalo Pligi Deshori, Ki Pligi Lamekim Alei Bebal Ta'acher, Tanakam Esova Shalosh Regalim Omer Rachmona. Afilu Shalok Kisidran, Rabbi Shimon Tzera, Kisidran, In Shalok Kisidran Lo. Okay, and now what does Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon mean when he says, Mevi Adam Todato B'Chag HaSukkot? Again, Eimat, I mean, what, you talk about Chol HaShemoed, and Tanakam holds that too, and Tanakam. Ela b'yomtov. So then it means he would hold, because some of the Dorim Dovas craving b'yomtov. So why did he say Chag HaSukkot? He could have said Chag HaTzeret also. Nah, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon Latanei. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer Lo Yamer Chag HaSukkot. Shabbat Ketubin Daper. Lama Ne'amar again, that's Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkot. Lomar Shezeh Acharon, which is why I say it has to be in order. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon Omer Lomar Shezeh Gorein. Therefore you better get it in Sukkis, because that's all that counts. ויוצא בה משום שמחה, ואינו יוצא בה משום חגיגה. פשיטה, דבר שבחובה, כל דבר שבחובה, אינו בא אלא מן החולה. לא צריך, דאף אגב, דפורש, כי דבוי מיני רב שם בן לוקש ברב יוחנן. How about if you're מפרש, and you say, הרי עלי תודה, but I need to be יוצא with it, ידי חגיגה. Or he says, הרי נזיר, but I need to be מגליה, just be מאוד מייצר שני. מה? Omer le Nadur, but he's not Yotze with the for the Chagiga. Nazir, but he can't be Megaleach with his Meiser, Mo's Meiser. He'll have to pay for his Karbonis through the nose.